Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
All right, now, getting back, well, it's not a raw material, sorry, that's a mistake, it's a material. Getting back to something else where people spend a lot of money. Holy Communions, between an outfit for the child, outfits for the rest of the family, entertainment for the children afterwards and the other costs involved, parents are spending an average of €929. Yes, you heard me right. Nearly a grand on their child's communion day, according to a new survey from Ulster Bank. Now, Ulster Bank said that would be a very conservative estimate, I'll be honest with you. Ulster Bank said that according to its annual survey spending by parents for their child's communion, it's at its highest of 2000, or for 2000 to 2011. In other words, the recession has well and truly gone. A child's communion outfit is costing on average €218. This is not their wedding. It's a communion, which is an increase of 56 over the last year's survey. Spending on a party and refreshments amounted to 357, mostly probably on the adults, on average, while entertainment for the children cost around 119. So we're nearly up to 400, nearly up to 500 quid just on entertaining the kids afterwards with a bit of food and a few drinks for the adults to scoff down them. For girls, getting their hair and makeup, it costs €41. Ah, Jesus, they're 7 years of age, or 8 years of age. Okay. The survey of 175 parents, 41% of them said that there is pressure to spend as much on the day as other parents do. Over half the parents thought so last year as well. The kids themselves, meanwhile, receive an average of 617 for the first Holy Communion this year. That's nice, isn't it? I got £9. A quarter of children receive more than 800, and I still have it, according to Helena, because she thinks I'm so mean. How much did you get in your communion?
I think I had a bit of a situation in my communion because a family member had...
A situation?
Yeah, a family member had died on the day.
Was so it a situation or a situation?
It was a situation. A family member had passed away, sadly, on the day. And
well, I'm sorry to hear that.
It was a long time ago. But we couldn't go, you know, the usual, like, visit.
It was a bit disrespectful to go to aunts
like,
and
hey, look at my dress. So,
Rocking up in your dress and they're all dressed in black.
Yeah, because remember, like, it's changed now. Like, you used to go and visit your relatives, your family members, and go to their house for a cup of tea, show them your dress, they'd hand you a card and off you went.
Nowadays, you invite the family members to the house or to the gaff or to a pub.
A big party somewhere in some sort of venue. So it's very different. But, so yeah, I went to a couple of kind of close family members, you know, an auntie or whatever, and went to their house. So I ended up only getting, I think it was £90, and I went to buy a Game Boy and I didn't have enough for a game, so Mam had to give me money for the game.
I bought an Action Man. I remember I made £9 and I my father told me mother to give me mother something. So I think I gave her £2.50. And I bought an Action Man and I bought scuba gear for him and a little thing that he holds onto that had a propeller that lashed him through the water.
You made £9.
Couldn't wait to get home to have a bath so it was like a practice with it.
Yeah. I never forget that though. It was Game Boy Color I bought because it was only after coming out. Very excited. Went into Smith's, bought my Game Boy Color. I actually think Mam had to give me money towards the Game Boy itself as well, and it was like £98.
Yeah, well, see, you have to remember, I was 1970, 69, 70, yeah. You know, a bit of
and
a difference.
Then, yeah, so Mam bought me the game, otherwise I would have had a Game Boy with no game to play.
I think I got 40, or in and around £40 for my confirmation. What did you get?
I had the same situation. Someone passed away in my confirmation.
Ah, stop, Helena. It's a story with your family members passing away and special.
Very selfish.
Absolutely. I think they're a bit more considerate. All right, well, look, you've heard how much. Now, I don't know how much was spent on Helena's communion, but I doubt very much. Smallhorn is not an irresponsible person. She didn't spend a ridiculous amount of money on a dress for you, did she?
I had a beautiful dress, but I don't think. I think we went to. What's the shop called in Dublin?
Very Gorta. Famous.
Huh?
Goethe.
Guineas or something.
No. Goethe's the second-hand shop.
Was it Guineas?
Guineas, yes.
That's a big shop. That's where we went for my communion dress, I think.
Right, okay. All right, okay.
One of those shops anyway, yeah.
Okay, well, I think certainly there is dresses to be got. I know Lidl and Aldi were selling them at one stage and Dunn Stores were selling them as well. You know, a cheaper dress, a cheaper option. They don't look cheaper. They're nice. You don't have to spend 400 quid or 357 as the average. Or sorry, 218 for a dress was the average. So I want to know what you think. When it comes to spending all that money, 4 in 5 children put some of the money into their savings, by the way. Most likely purchases with the money are toys, clothes and computer games. And over 90% of parents said they use the savings to fund communion expenses, with 5% of people taking out loans to help meet the costs. Also, there was a mention too, I mean, I was looking at some of the comments online, people with the least amount of money spent the most. There's an interesting one. In other words, the less that people are perceived to have, the more they actually spent. In other words, those who maybe had quite a substantial amount of money, who work maybe, I don't know, around the clock, maybe they have mortgages and all sorts, carry on, they didn't spend as much as other people who are perceived to have nothing. They spent more. And I think that certainly bears witness when you go around, for example, on Communion Day, which is in and around May, isn't it? Usually around Communion Days or in and around May. And you go around the housing estates of Dublin, when you go to the kind of more working class housing estates, it would be fair to say that the children are dressed up that little bit better. So I want to know what you think. Have we gone a bit mad? How much did you spend on a communion for your child? And also, what is the going rate for money in the card for a child? 50 quid? I mean, how much do you put in the card when a kid comes knocking at your door with a communion dress on or a little outfit on? I mean, I know it's like a nightmare when you see them walking up the driveway going, oh, Jesus, I haven't got any money. How much do you put in the card? What's the going rate? Is it 50 quid or 100 quid? Or does it depend if they're related to you or not? How much do you or how much have you spent on your child's communion? So what I want you to do is text me in an amount of money that you spend, all right? How much did you spend on the child's communion? Text it in to me now at 0871880008. Text or WhatsApp, free of charge there. So text in and let us know. And is it just too much? Are people spending too much? Audrey, you're on Classic Kids.
How you doing?
Audrey, I mean, I'm shocked. 900.
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. You're right.
Is it? I didn't even spend that on my wedding dress, for God's sake.
But they're going all out and they're booking meals in restaurants and all sorts of carry on now.
Stupid. I mean, my sons are 26 and 22. We just, the older fella, he was the first grandchild, and we did everything by the book, and we went over to the Noggin Inn in Sallynoggin and had our lunch there and came home, and that was
the end
of that.
I remember the Noggin Inn well. I used to work around, my first job was around the corner.
Wow.
I used to get the train. You'll bring back a memory here for me, because I don't remember the geography of the area. But I used to get the train to Sallynoggin, and we got the train in at 10 to 9. We had to be in work for 9 o'clock. And we'd have to run up this long hill. I was young. I was only about 17 or 18.
Oh, yeah, the Noggin Hill,
We'd have to run up this hill. And I used to work in a company beside the Noggin Inn. If you come up the hill towards the Noggin Inn and you go to the left, there was like an industrial park there, and it was called Waltham Electronics. Was the name of the company. And this would have been like 1979. So it was Waltham Electronics. I used to work up there, but I always remember I'd be dying by the time I got to the top of that hill.
Yeah, oh, I know.
I remember it well. Okay, but yes, so they'd be booking in the Noggin Inn. They'd be getting all their friends over and what have you, and they'd be costing a fortune.
Yeah, so we just had our family and that was it, because it was only my brother and myself.
Okay, so you didn't invite distant friends and relations?
No, I didn't, no. We'd nobody. They're all in America. God knows where they are now. They're probably all passed on since. But once you get older, and your parents go, you lose all contact.
I mean, why are people spending so much money on an event which originally started out as a religious occasion, but now it's more of a tradition more than anything else? The kids don't.
It is, because I'm the other persuasion. So my younger son, he didn't make his confirmation.
Right.
He didn't want to. So I said, well, fair enough.
But half of them don't even believe in God, for God's sake. They don't even know what Jesus or God is about. They're just waiting to get the money.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah.
You know, anybody who's delusional enough to think that the kid is walking down the aisle thinking about joining Jesus and God's family, I mean, they're not really, are they? All they're thinking about is, I need to get out of here to make a few quid.
Yeah, that's all.
So I can buy a mobile phone. Because I'm looking.
Well, that's it.
587 is the going rate, by the way.
That's ridiculous. I put a tenner in an envelope. There you go.
Is that what you put it? Because I don't know how much. I haven't seen a kid in a while now for communion confirmation. Maybe I'm not that age where you just don't see very many anymore.
No, I don't either.
So somebody was telling me a while ago, you're meant to put 50 in.
Jesus
Christ, I know.
Ridiculous, isn't it?
It
madness.
Is. So what do you say to these parents who are spending this kind of money on communion? Are they mad?
They are mad. They are. But this day and age and the expense of everything else, you know, with universal social charge and all that carry on, there's no wealth for them to be spending a fortune on their kids.
Yeah,
that sounds awful.
Richie sounds, by the way, Richie sent in text, he says, speaking of communions, are the young fellas in the primary school in Wicklow over the weekend, are they going to walk down the aisle in the church in a lovely communion dress? I don't know, Richie. I'm sure the option is there if they want to do it. We'll stay there, Audrey. Let me go to Tony. Sure. Tony.
How's she cutting?
Tony, there you go. Audrey had a nice, you know, conservative day. A couple of friends in the Noggin Inn. That was it.
Korea, you're over the Holy Communion thing, like.
Yeah.
Well, it's bad rearing by the parents, too, like, to be going along giving them all this, too, like. They're kind of spoiling them the wrong way. Bringing them up the wrong way altogether, because they realise, you know, next year I get more. And paying out that much money for Holy Communion and all that, that's a lot of crap.
Yeah, madness.
It is.
Having too much money, like, your child in for confirmation looking for more than he was looking for the Holy Communion.
Yeah.
And where does it stop? Whose fault is it? Only the parents straight away be pumping money into that Holy Communion. Tell them you have no money.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Helena's mother has just texted in. And she says, she texts Lee to say she spent 100 euro on everything for her communion. Ha!
Yes.
There you go.
And that's even a lot.
And there's also a text in here, by the way, maybe I shouldn't read this out. Helena's family must be dreading her wedding day. Who's going to die?
But it's crazy, like, what's going on, like, with that Holy Communion thing now. And I know I'll have a few of them coming up now soon for Holy Communion as well.
I know, so, yeah. How old are your kids now, Tony?
Well, 6, 5 and 2.5.
Oh, jeepers. You're going to have about another 7 or 8 years of this carry-on.
And an 18-year-old just finished her leaving, going to go to college now.
Right, what's the story with the big gap between the 18 and the 7-year-old? Did you have her out?
She came with the deal.
Oh, right, okay, so she's a stepdaughter.
Yes.
All right, okay. I thought she was wearing friends for 8 or 9 years there, sorry.
No.
So listen, Tony, how much do you, if she comes to you and says, Dad, I'm after seeing this gorgeous dress, or your missus comes to you and says a gorgeous dress for the young one, you know, for the communion, and it's like $300 because they buy them online and stuff now.
I'll bring her into a charity shop and she'll find one inside there and she won't know any difference.
Oh, no, I don't know whether that'll do them or not. Happy or not.
Well, you see, that's the problem now. That's where I'll start with it. You just said there, I don't know, would that be good enough for him? Come here.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, it's like when you buy your kid a pair of runners and they go, but they're not Nike. I can't wear them.
Yeah.
My friends will flag me.
Yeah, I know. But you see, your parents come around and say, look, I don't have money to go buy new things for you. You have to tell them that you don't have money either. You don't want to be wasting money. So they say, look, that's a waste of money. Look, we get these ones.
Okay, and it's also all about drink, as somebody rightly says here, Niall. It's all about alcohol for the adults as well. That's what the day out in the pub is for. It's not for the children at all. They use it as an excuse to have a piss up. Well, they do, yeah. I want to know how much you spent. Text us in a WhatsApp as an amount of money that you spent or you spent on communions, or even confirmations for that matter. Because according to the statistics, which are only out today by Ulster Bank, the average now is nearly €1,000 per communion. Did you spend that much money? Is that madness? Laura, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Laura?
Hiya, how are you?
I mean, I'm looking at the amount of money being spent here, but Laura, you spent 700.
Yep. Exactly.
Now, was that on the whole thing or just the dress?
No, I bought the dress last year in the sales in Debenhams and got it for pittance. I think it was €60.
Okay.
So put that aside, kept it at home. That literally was for, we got the food catered at home, so we had a caterer and he catered for 25 people. So that was that.
And where did you have, in the house, is it?
In the house, yeah.
Okay.
We set it up in the house. And that was the food, the bouncy castle, which was the must-have.
Right, so the bouncy castle was another £200, probably, was it?
That was for 3 days. So we didn't mind spending that.
That was a 3-day event. All right,
well,
okay.
You know what? The bouncy castle was a 3-day event. But like...
Did any of the drunken adults jump up and down at the bouncy castle?
All right, there was one or two, I suppose.
Yeah, I had a bouncy castle years ago at my back garden. We had a barbecue one summer and we invited a lot of friends over and what have you. And unfortunately, some of the drunken adults later in the evening after the kids were all gone to bed and gone home decided they would bounce on the bouncy castle. Two of them ended up in A&E.
Lovely.
Not a good thing to be doing if you're drunk. But so all in all, about £700. Do you think that's too much?
No, I don't. I think for the day that we had, it was great. It was done at home. It was what our daughter wanted. She wanted to stay home at a bouncy and have her friends over. And we had a great day out of it. Our friends, family, neighbours had a great day out of it. It was great. I know people have spent 2 and 3 times that.
Oh, I know
and
people who spend a grand just on the dress.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I personally myself now wouldn't agree with that at all. I think it's ridiculous because the dress was on for 2 hours.
Yeah, of course, and it's never going to be worn again.
Never going to be worn again. It's gone now. It's in the bag, back inside in the press, never to be worn again. So, no, I think
are
it's
you going
ridiculous.
To sell the dress? Well, a lot of people sell them on Dundeal and what have you, don't they?
No, I keep them because I have an older girl, she's 18, and I kept hers in a little box, you know, so all their, like, their christening gowns, their dresses, and look at...
Right.
When I'm gone, they might throw them out. I don't know, but for now, I think it's a nice idea.
Ah, don't be writing yourself off already, yeah. Laura, for God's sake. You're not that old.
No, I'm not. But all right. No, it'll be a great day.
Oh, are you surprised to hear that it's nearly a grand is the average? Which, when you say that's the average, that means there's a lot of people spending a lot more than that.
Oh, totally. I 100%, I know people that have spent.
I mean, I've seen people with the horses and carriages and... You know, yeah. And limos and all sorts of...
No,
and
you wouldn't get
spray
that
tans
in the middle of Nina Tipperary.
Did she? I'm looking here. The average spent on makeup for the day and hair, yeah. 41.
Yeah. I think a lot of that is kind of for the city, isn't it? Like, we're quite rural. You wouldn't really... You would if people have their hair and makeup done, but...
For a 7-year-old, like, or an 8-year-old, what are they, eight?
Yeah, well, not on a child, you wouldn't be doing makeup.
But that's what they're spending, 41 on average on the child for hair and makeup.
I tell you now, there was me, my two daughters, two blow dries, and the cleaning girl got her hair
done.
Why would
you be putting makeup on an 8-year-old? Why would you put makeup on an 8-year-old? 8-year-olds are beautiful little children.
No. And my daughter asked, could she wear a bit of lipstick or something on the day? And I said, not a hope in hell.
You want them to look like children, not like adults.
They're not actual brides.
No.
They're just little girls in their lovely white Holy Communion dresses.
By the way, Laura, did she mention God once in the whole day?
No.
No. Of course, she apart from she was in the church singing.
She had the plasters on standby, though, for the paper cuts for opening the cards. But
how much did she make? Yeah.
How much did she make? Right. Well, we didn't. Okay, so we had a child made a communion 10 years ago, and she had made around €1,200 10 years ago. And we were saying with the current recession and whatever, like, there's no way the second child's going to ever make this much. But she matched it.
She got 1,200.
Like, yeah.
She's going on holiday with that.
Good, but it got into her credit union and her post office. She was allowed to pick one thing that she wanted to buy, and she bought that.
What did she buy with it?
She wanted a hoverboard.
Okay.
She got a hoverboard. And
the yoke with the two wheels on it, yeah.
Yeah. Which broke then. But anyway, look at
it. Well, as long as it didn't go on fire, because some of them did go on fire. But stay there for a second, because Jackie, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Jackie?
Hi, Niall.
Now, you've been listening to Laura, £700, bouncy castles, all sorts of carry on. You're terrified.
I think I need to sell my soul. Never mind, rob a bank.
So you've won next year.
Yes.
And you're terrified.
Absolutely. The thought of it. Like, oh my God, no.
So when is it? Next May, is it?
Next May. But I know people that have things booked for next year.
What have they got booked? Like bouncy castles?
They have the hotels booked. But we don't get our dates till September. So they will ring the hotels. The hotels will be booked. And they will book the 4 Saturdays in May. And when they get their dates...
They'll cancel the other two.
Yes.
So what, they'll put a deposit down for the...
No, they don't even put deposits down. The hotel just takes it.
Right.
So it's first come, first served.
It's like getting into a school or something. This is bananas.
Like weddings. It's ridiculous. Like, the people that are going on about it. Like,
what's your daughter like now? Would she be the type that would want a nice big fluffy dress?
Yes, absolutely.
Is she going to want makeup and her hair done?
Oh, no. Yeah, but she'll want it, but she won't get it. Absolutely not.
I think the makeup is a bit much, isn't it?
Absolutely. Like, I used to hear people getting their false tan.
Spray tans. A 7-year-old spray tans.
Yes.
Horse and carriages and limos.
Oh, the whole shebang. No.
And were you surprised? Well, I wasn't surprised to hear that, according to some people online as well, they were saying that the less people have, the more they seem to spend. Now, I know that sounds bizarre, but I can kind of observe that if you go around to say a lot of working classes housing estates,
absolutely.
They seem to be tend to be better dressed up, and they have the limos and everything else. You know, so the less people have, the more they want to kind of show it off.
Fair play to be able to afford it.
Yeah, well, Laura wasn't too bad at 700 quid. I mean, that's not according.
We started in January like that. Now we had to book a bouncy castle September last year to have it for this year, and like that now I did book every Saturday in May under different names.
Did you?
I did, otherwise you wouldn't get one.
You're on the money here, Jackie, Laura knew all the tricks.
So you booked
the bouncy castle for four different weekends under four different names just in case,
but then I got it, so it was fine, so let them go, and we had our weekend. But then a bouncy be whipped up straight away, so I didn't mind doing that.
Right.
But we did, however, in January, say, God, it is going to cost, you know, it's not going to be that cheap, and, 700 is a lot of money as well, So we decided that we were going to save around 300 a month from January to May towards the communion, and that's what we do.
Jackie's having heart failure in the background here. Sorry,
no, but look at it.
And Jackie, she got a cheap dress too. Well, I say it cheap, but it wasn't expensive.
No, it wasn't.
How much are you planning on spending on a dress, Jackie? What's your limit?
I'd be going to the sales. That's where we'd be going. Or the second-hand shop to get one.
Would you get a second-hand one on Dundee or something?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Get a dry clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our full price one. It's ridiculous, the amount of money.
They're selling them in the wedding shops. A lot of these wedding shops that normally do wedding gowns are selling communion dresses.
Yeah, they do, and they have all of this then. You know, you have the picture taken. I said yes to the communion dress. So they're cashing in on all this say yes to the dress business.
Oh, yeah.
And it's making little girls kind of go, oh, I want to do this because someone else has done it and I want to get my picture taken. Happening in our house.
And they're setting them up as well for when their confirmations come along or their weddings. Well, confirmations are kind of played down a bit now because they're doing their uniforms. But it's certainly for their wedding dress, they'll want something even better again. So you're setting them up for a big wedding. I know Helena wants the fairy tale wedding.
Yeah.
She does. She wants the big dress. She wants that dress to fill the whole aisle. Don't you, Lena?
Oh, yes.
See what I mean? She wants the trail. She wants a group of 10 kids holding the tail.
Just a few to herself.
She watches every royal wedding. Or she has them all on repeat at home. Yep. Okay, well, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Jackie is terrified of the cost. What do you think of the cost? I mean, the average cost, €929, according to Ulster Bank survey out today. How much will you be spending on the communion or the confirmation, for that matter, if you have them coming up this year? But let me go to Frank. Frank, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Frank?
Oh, no, it sent shivers down my spine.
What? Do you have kids?
Two, but thank God that's over now. But see, communions and weddings.
Yeah.
The mere thought of them, Noel, the anxiety level just goes up.
I know, yeah. It's the cost involved in even being invited to one.
Noel, every May, I'm not joking, you, Noel, now, I hope there's no one really listening that knows me, right? But every May,
right?
No, but listen, every May, I second hired, Noel. Me nerves to be gone in case, you know, someone says, oh, little Mary, I'm Billy's mate, I played in communion, suffered and Jesus, there's €50 gone.
Is that the going rate, Frank? €50?
I don't know, but you feel I get terrible anxiety, Noel. I mean, I'll tell you what it is, right? If I give €20, you're worried, does your brother or someone else give 30 or 40 and you're...
And you're going to look like a miser.
Yeah, even though, Noel, I'd be a bit thrifty. I wouldn't be mean, Noel, I'd be thrifty.
Right, okay. How old are your kids?
They're 20 and 14.
Oh, like, right, okay. So it was a long time. Okay, it's a long time.
See Helena now, that poor thing she was telling us about there with a family member dying there.
Yeah, every time there was an event, there was a family member dead.
I'm surprised, Niall. You get an invitation for a wedding or a bleeding christening or a communion, bang, you could have a heart attack there today. Now, it's only Noel, it's only enemies. I always say, Noel, it's only some fecker that doesn't like getting invited to a wedding. I'm serious. And they always...
Helena was thinking of inviting you to her wedding, Frank, for the after-dinner speech. She'd think you'd be great after-dinner speaker.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Noel. If I turned up at the church with Helena's wedding, you know when the priest says, you know, are you happy enough? But she'd turn around and she'd come back down looking for me and she'd say, no, let's go, Frankie.
Wishful thinking, I think, there, Frank.
I think it is.
Yeah, well, I mean, were you surprised to hear how much money has been spent? Now, I know a previous caller said she spent 700, but she didn't include how much she spent on herself for her new handbag and shoes and for the husband, for him to walk down the aisle to. But, I mean, 929, according to Ulster Bank, is the average spent just on the day. Now, that's, I don't think that includes clothes for themselves.
No, you want to see them. You want to see them. Come here to me. When does a Christian or a...
Why do I keep saying it? Christian.
Communion. Communion.
A communion going on, Noel. Your woman is ill. The mother, right? With the faulty teeth. You know all these white teeth that I get?
Yeah, the false tan.
Ah, come here. And smelling like I don't know what, yeah?
Yeah.
Then your man is ill. It's nothing to do with the kids, Noel. They're there so as everyone looks at them. And God,
and he's in a new suit. He's in a new suit that doesn't fit him properly, yeah?
Absolutely gorgeous.
And the child is in a big dress, like she's getting married.
Yeah. And then they have everything. They want to be like, look at me, like, go everything. Where now, Noel, I'm the opposite. When mine made theirs, right, I didn't tell my mother and father yet that they were making it.
Right.
I just arrived on the Sunday afternoon. And the man's there, what's the story with this? I said, it's made a communion, man. You never told me. I said, I did tell you. They're right, Noel.
Yeah, don't make a big deal of what you're saying. Well, stay there. Just stay there for a second, Frank, because Amaya...
I made the sandwiches then.
Okay, well, hang on for a second. Amaya?
Yes?
You don't want your children to make a communion because of the cost.
Well, it's not because of the cost. I just believe my children... I know going to Mass. I know the Mass goer. My children are in a Catholic school because this is Ireland. So I bribe them every time the equation comes along and I say, look, instead of doing it, we go to holiday. Right, because
okay, so you bribed them. Right, so you say, I'll take you on holidays instead.
Yeah, but it never worked. They want to do it.
They want to do it.
Yeah.
Even though they're not practicing Catholics.
Well, I am not. They are. Yeah, husband is, right?
Yeah, so, but with the greatest respect, Amaya, do they care about Holy God and Jesus when they're walking down the aisle?
No, that was my next point. Like, you know, they come out of there and the only thing they want is to see what they got in the cars. And then I says, okay, lads. Let's go to Mass. And they go, oh, no. You know, so that's my point. I said, what is the point of doing the whole shebang when you're not going to want to go to church? And then I have my eldest son. When he finished his confirmation, he come back and said to me, Mom, I think I'm an atheist. Now you think you're an atheist. Oh, my. You know.
I'm an atheist.
Do you understand why I try to bribe them? You know?
Yeah, because it's mental. I mean, I'm looking at, and even going on the cheap, you'd be lucky to get away with 700 or 800 quid. You might as well bring them on a holiday.
McDonald's for the day. No.
McDonald's. You're right, Frank. McDonald's. Actually, McDonald's be expensive for the day.
Yeah.
If you got 10 of their friends and brought them to McDonald's, that'd be expensive enough.
It would, yeah. You know, but it's just the cost of everything. The clothing, the bouncy castles, the food for the family, these, that.
A dress, a new dress for yourself as well.
Exactly. You cannot go looking, scruffy. You know, you have to do it.
So yeah, you have to look a bit sassy.
The whole way out, you know, but it's just crazy.
Yeah, see that, Frank? If Amaya is going, she's got to look a bit sassy. She's got to get something new to wear.
Ah, bit of lippy. The old black tights and all. I can imagine you now. all the gear on, Noel.
Looking sassy. Huh?
Ah, looking sassy.
Yeah, who looks better,
sassy.
Me or me daughter, huh?
Ah, I tell you. And then, Noel, when you get a few drinks in them, they're all over everyone else's husband and all. Yes.
It's a great day. Listen, Amaya. Amaya, thanks very much. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Have a great day. Frank, listen, have a wonderful week. Oh, I was going to say weekend. It's a week.
Oh, listen, good luck.
See you, Frank.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hit.